Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Stuff. Good morning. Great to see everybody.
You usually lead with good morning. I tried to meet you in the middle right there, but, you know.
I love it when you meet me in the middle.
Yeah, you like that?
Somebody should write a song.
You like that? Reaching across the aisle?
Yeah. Stuck in the middle. Anyways, so big Falcon game tomorrow night. We're five games in once the Falcons and Bucks play, which is, in the old days, about a third of the way through the season. Mm-hmm. We spend, how much time do we spend at training camp and then waiting for the season? After that interminable stretch when the last preseason game and you wait like 12 days to start playing games. But I would argue all of training camp. Like, there's nothing I like less than trying to figure out when you're sitting at training camp how a season's going to go. Because every season in sports, in the NFL or a team itself, gives you storylines that nobody saw coming, right?
The more and more I visit training camps, and I've been a part of a few of them,
yes,
the more I realize I have no idea what the season's going to look like.
Same thing at spring training. I've been to so many spring trainings. Everything else. So my point is, the NFL gives you storylines. Some of them aren't complicated. The Chiefs will be good. Pat Mahomes may not play well, but they'll find a way to win. The 49ers are the best talent in the NFL. That's all gone according to plan. But it's the reality show that is the NFL. So I have five or six of the stories that nobody saw coming as we talk about. All the things we talked about for those 6 weeks, none of them were these topics. Right at the top being that the Minnesota Vikings would get rid of Kirk Cousins and realize they're in better shape than they've ever been. The Sam Darnold story and the Vikings are just something special.
Yeah, to see him be able to kind of resurrect his career after being a top draft pick.
Yeah, but bounced around.
Yeah.
Who was it? Belichick said the only team that didn't like the Jets, that didn't like Sam Darnold, was the Jets. Did you hear that? Everybody else kind of always liked his talent. Listen, he's got 11 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. There's nothing fluky. If you watch them in the first half against Green Bay, they were was it Green Bay? They were blowing them out.
Yeah. They were up 28-0, I think.
I mean, just a well-run organization, top to bottom, that absolutely nothing fluky about it. No, Steelers will have to see. They are a surprise for sure in that division. And I'm not so sure how real it is. If you watch the Vikings scores and opponents, that's real. First time you saw it was week 2 when the 49ers came in. Vikings were a 5-point underdog. They blew out the 49ers. Then they go on the road to Green Bay. The Steelers, let's see what they do against Dallas this week.
Well,
Justin Fields still a story, but Sam Darnold, the Vikings, bigger story.
The Steelers' story is their defense, okay? The Steelers will go as far as their defense goes. They have a top 5 defense. They have the best pass rush in the NFL right now. He led the league last year in sacks. They will go as far as their defense as long as they don't make mistakes on offense and they protect the ball.
Yeah, but I mean, remember how he sat there and said the Falcons can't lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which was kind of, well, maybe we weren't dumb enough to say that. You guys, I think by the time game time, we realized their defense was so good we could lose that game. But nobody thought Justin Fields would be the starting quarterback and have the record he has. But the Vikings are at the top of the strong. I'll put, well, Jaden Daniels, obviously, in the Commanders. That this quickly, he would be the, I mean, maybe that's everybody knew he was an electrifying player, but to see him play at this level this quick and the accuracy. I mean, what fan base is more excited to have lost their owner and lost their previous quarterbacks and know we're going to be watching this? It's like being in Atlanta when Mike Vick showed up.
What a new chapter for them. And look, it goes back to all the way when we're doing draft prep and Rusty's on your show and he's going, I will help this man move. If we can get Jaden Daniels, I will help this man move.
Are you the one that said when Tom – you were going to talk about Thomas Dimitroff when he was here live?
Yes.
And he said – what should the Falcons, we're talking about the Falcons. He goes, I would do everything possible to trade up for Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
I was like, we already have a quarterback. It's like, I don't care.
That guy
is a generational player. That's what he said.
I love all the comments that even during the draft and even now you hear from other teams like, oh, it's a good college offense. I don't care what it is. They freaking score.
Yeah, so they're a great story. I'll stay on the positive side that Josh Allen and the Bills, look at that division, right? You talk about a moribund division. Patriots are the worst team in football.
Yep.
Miami's going absolutely nowhere. My condolences to anyone who has Tyreek Hill like myself in fantasy. That's a disaster.
Hey, I appreciate it. So, you know, that what happened last week has got me and Micah fantasy.
We got
winner.
Us a 1-point win
yeah.
on Monday.
And then the Jets, that's a story. They're a completely ordinary football team. Garrett Wilson having an awful year. Aaron Rodgers, okay. I mean, so Buffalo, by far, the class of the division, and Josh Allen could care less about Stephon Diggs being there, balling out. Everyone thought this division's a three-tier race. Tua, Aaron, Josh Allen, not even close to the case. I'll put Aaron Rodgers. I'll put the other story that Kirk Cousins would be this. I'm not going to say bad, but 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. The worst statistics of his career since his second year in the league, and that the Falcons would have the 29th offense in the NFL scoring touchdowns. Is that not a storyline nobody predicted?
Yeah, I mean, nobody predicted that or how bad they'd be on third down conversions. No, I mean, no
I
one.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, he's got 4 touchdowns and 4 picks. It's not like he's a running quarterback, right? You have that if you're Justin Fields or Jaden Daniels, but like, That's again, you sit there, you go, oh, there's Drake, there's Kyle, there's Bijan, and the NFL takes on its own personality. So quarterbacks are always a story in the league. The ordinary Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins, I don't think people saw coming as well. And on the upside, you know, when quarterbacks emerge, it's great. And Baker Mayfield's in that class as well. Although they're a playoff team last year. And they won a playoff game last year, so.
And I like what they're doing with him. Like, he got completely hammered against Denver. I think they got him like 7 or 8 times. What they did last week, good defensive front. They just got the ball out so quickly. Mike and I watched it. And he looked like a shortstop.
And Detroit, Detroit being the best team in the NFL.
Dude,
maybe
how
right
about
now.
That game last week with Jared Goff going perfect?
18 of 8.
And then Dan Campbell saying, I didn't even give him the game ball. Yeah. Give it to J-Mo.
He says, I gave it to the
wrong
guy.
Well, you know what? You know a guy's played well for an entire year when he can't get a game ball at 18 for 18 because he's probably gotten a bunch of them, right?
Yeah. That's a good point.
That's
a great point.
He's been so solid for so long.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.